On Thursday, President Trump described the opioid epidemic as an emergency and alluded to putting more resources towards the national health crisis. KUER's Eric Newman reports on what could happen in Utah if a formal state of emergency is declared.
If a state of emergency was declared by the Trump administration, it's possible that additional resources could be made available to states, like during a natural disaster, or waivers could be offered to get out of state regulations. Brent Kelsey is the assistant director of the Utah Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. He says one way Utah could beef up treatment services is by waiving a federal Medicaid rule called the Institutions for Mental Diseases exclusion.
Facilities larger than 16 beds cannot bill Medicaid, which increasingly is an important payer for services in the state of Utah.
Kelsey says a waiver for that rule would allow more Medicaid funds to be used for addiction treatment programs.
We have a lot of facilities that are 40 or 60 beds, and allowing those facilities to bill Medicaid would allow those programs to expand.
He also says medication-assisted treatment is underutilized in Utah. The possibility of expanding access to drugs like Vivitrol, methadone, and buprenorphine, drugs that help people break opioid addiction, would have a big impact. Still, Kelsey says the meaning behind Trump's announcement is not yet clear.
Related to drugs or alcohol, no, I've never seen the federal government declare a state of emergency.
With Utah currently ranked 7th in the nation for opioid overdose deaths, Kelsey says solutions will require a broad collaboration from increased law enforcement to greater treatment services. Eric Newman, KUER News.